Hello, Mike. It's Liz West from the Afternoon Express. How are you?
I'm excellent. And how are you, Liz?
Very good. Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Crescent Beach, British Columbia.
Mike, congratulations on your induction into Canada's Walk of Fame. Yet another milestone in your career. Did you know this was being planned?
Well, I found out a while back because they asked me, we were on tour and they asked if we could be at a function, which we're going to make, or some of us are going to make, but we have a function. We have a show the very next day in North Carolina, so it's going to be a tight squeeze. But I'm going to be there with bells on, really. I'm kind of happy for this. This is a real honor.
It is a real honor. Now, there's a lot of bands that are being inducted along with yours. I think there's 13 in total. Great Canadian artists, people like April Wine and Chilliwack and Michael Pagliaro, Max Webster, the list goes on. Is there anybody in particular that you're excited to reconnect with, like almost like a reunion?
Oh, I haven't seen Miles Goodwin in a long time. He's a good friend and he's a great guy with a great band. So it's going to be nice to see Miles. And I see once in a while, I see some of the guys. I haven't seen Mr. Pagliaro in years. I think it was at a Juno's event years ago. And you know, it's going to be like old home week because a lot of these bands are playing. And a lot of times we play together, but a lot of times we haven't seen each other for a while. So this is going to be like almost like a class reunion.
It is, exactly. How has life been for you over the last couple of decades? You know, did you get married, have kids?
Oh, yeah. I've been married a few times. It's one of those things I keep trying. I say that in all jest.
Yeah, of course.
Everyone I've married, I've loved, of course. And I make it sound like I'm a crazy person, but really, it's been a really nice bunch of decades, really. We've managed to keep playing. Our whole careers we've been playing. We've been doing the circuit all through the United States and Canada. We even went over to Germany and England, and we've been to Korea, we've been to Japan. I mean, we've had a really great career, and we've always worked as much or as little as we wanted, which is a real nice thing to have to say after all these years.
Right. So what do you do when you're not working? What do you do for fun?
Well, I like to go out in the boat, you know, catch some crab and do some fishing and meet up with some buddies. That's always fun. I like to golf. I got a few normal habits, like, you know, golf and a cold beer. That's always one of my favorites. And then I travel a lot. I'm in airports all the time. I'm in tour buses. You know, I learned to sleep in a bunk, traveling at 80 miles an hour down the highway. You know, it's been one of those careers where you got to keep moving to keep working. And that's what I do.
I can tell, Mike, you still have a smile on your face when you talk about it, which is really great. And Loverboy's been together for, 44 years? That's a heck of a long time. You put out a new single and toured last year. So how do you manage to get along, work together and get along and stay together for that long?
Well, you know, we're buddies. We're actual really good friends. We love to see each other. We're with each other all the time, but when we don't see each other, it's fine too. And then we see each other, and then we travel. We ride in the plane, and then we get in the bus, and then we do concerts. We do meet and greets. You know what it is with us is we respect each other's playing. I mean, I'm lucky enough to be singing in front of one of the best rock and roll bands there is. These guys are great. They're great players, and we've got some really interesting songs that have had a lot of airplay even today. So all the way along, we're lucky, and we like each other. I mean, we really do like and respect each other, and we're friends.
It's quite an accomplishment, you know. Like, I don't know how many friends I've had for 44 years, and maybe I need some tips from you on how to manage my relationships.
I guess I'm getting good at it.
Okay, which rock and roller did you meet that you liked the most?
Well, to like the most, I don't know. I could tell you, but it was kind of fun hanging out with Sammy Hagar. He's a cool guy, and I met so many people along the way. You know, I don't think the only one I haven't met was Elvis Presley. But
yeah, you and a lot of people, unfortunately, didn't get a chance to meet him. We want to wish you a great time on the 28th when you're here in Toronto, and we hope you will be loving every minute of it.
Ooh, Liz, I love it. All right.
Nice to talk to you, Mike.
Thanks, Liz.